Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Have you always wanted to learn something more about a hunting-related topic? Or always wanted to say something to someone on social media that called out something related to hunting? Or even how to address a statement made by colleagues around hunting? You want to be confident in your response, but you're just not equipped with enough knowledge, facts, or questions to sound intelligent. In the next 5 minutes, I'll give you what you need. Short, sharp, information dense, and to the point. Here we go.
So the question I was asked is, why do you, Robbie, differentiate between ecotourism or photographic tourism and hunting tourism? At the end of the day, you are correct. They are both tourism. But very often in the media and in our circles, people differentiate between the two. So what's the actual definition of tourism? The best definition that I can find is that it is a commercial operation to visit places of interest. So by definition, tourism umbrellas all sorts of different things. Adventure tourism, destination tourism, ecotourism, photographic tourism, hunting tourism. Hell, even I want to go down to South Mexico on a ayahuasca trip tourism. Often in the debate, though, in land-based tourism, it is separated between ecotourism and hunting tourism. Honestly, both are forms of ecotourism, i.e. nature-based tourism. The real difference should be between photographic tourism and hunting tourism. One you are shooting with a camera and one you are shooting with a gun. In my opinion, there actually is no difference between photographic tourism and hunting tourism. And here's why I say that. Both are forms of land use that from an economic perspective are interested in preserving, conserving habitat and wildlife because both are good for business. Both forms are in the economic business sector, i.e. both forms are interested in making money from wildlife. Some will take issue with the fact that hunting is killing animals for profit. But the end goal, whether it's a camera or a gun, from the proprietor's perspective, is to make money and to protect the economic asset that is making money, i.e. the wildlife. So if you took a step back and you asked photographic tourism or non-consumptive tourism and hunting tourism or consumptive tourism, what is the end goal of both your endeavors? The answer should be wildlife conservation. If that is truly the answer, then nobody should have an issue with either of those endeavors when it comes to conserving wildlife. For both non-consumptive and consumptive, it is imperative that it's done responsibly. What does responsibly mean? Responsibly means looking after the land, not raping it, not abusing it. It means protecting wildlife. It means keeping wildlife wild as best as possible. It means allowing people to benefit from the land, the communities, the people that engage in the land. That is responsible tourism. If at the end of the day, we all want to maximize biodiversity, we all want sustainable wildlife, we all want protected habitats for our kids and our grandkids one day, then we are all, whether non-consumptive or consumptive, pushing the flag for conservation. Ecotourism, photographic, non-consumptive tourism, done the right way, pushes the flag for conservation. Hunting tourism, done the right way, pushes the flag for conservation. The detractors of consumptive-based tourism, i.e. hunting tourism, will point out the bad apples and use that as a broad paintbrush against the entire consumptive-use tourism industry. However, on the other side, you very rarely see the bad apples of non-consumptive use tourism being used and broadcast as a broad paintbrush against the photographic or ecotourism side of things. I honestly don't think calling out the bad apples, whether hunting or ecotourism, is the path forward. We should celebrate the people that are doing amazing work for wildlife conservation on both the non-consumptive and consumptive sides of the art. And then let's just let peer pressure do the work as it relates to the bad apples. Both models of tourism, hunting and photographic, work. Both models have bad apples. Both models can be polarizing, but also both do incredible work for wildlife conservation. So is there a difference between hunting tourism and ecotourism or photographic tourism? Where's my answer?
Well, that's it for today. I appreciate you listening, as always. Leave a review, share it with your friends, and most importantly, do what's right to convey the truth around hunting.